WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. Alex Crichton revisits one of the biggest controversies to hit social media in years, or at least for a day or two. But it did garner plenty of media attention.
Well, you say potato, I say potato. Do you hear Yanni while I hear Laurel?
Two words, Yanni and Laurel. They don't sound anything alike, yet they're at the center of a national debate.
Laurel.
Yanni or Laurel?
Maybe tricks on them.
I'm hearing Laurel.
Give a listen.
It's Yanni.
There's no way it's Laurel.
We're talking about the audio clip that's dividing friends and families, not to mention the newsroom that puts together this broadcast.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Or Yanni.
Laurel.
That is the question that permeated the internet last May, and months later, the debate continues.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
It's Yanni.
Laurel.
How do you not hear
Laurel.
Yanni?
Some employees at WXXI were asked to describe what they hear, and, well, the results varied widely.
Laurel.
Yanni.
There's not a hint of Yanni in there. That is 100% Laurel.
I can't find any Yanni there at all.
So what's the science behind this? Dave Silbersky is senior lecturer at Rochester Institute of Technology and owner of West Rush Media. He's also a former senior audio technologist for WXXI. He says the biggest factor involved in which word you hear is how you are listening to it, what device or technology you are using. Naturally, for this story about audio, we talked to Dave by phone.
That's basically it. You know, if you're listening on a phone, you're listening on speakers in a good environment, it's so subjective, it's ridiculous.
Do you hear Yanni or Laurel?
Do it again.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Laurel all
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, it's Laurel all the way.
No Yanni?
No Yanni, no. I think it's been proven the smarter people you're Laurel.
Yanni?
Yanni?
I remember that being a thing, but I was like concentrating on my own life, so I missed the whole thing.
So clearly Laurel.
It's Laurel. Well, even the White House joined the viral debate over Laurel and Yanni last May. Ivanka Trump said it was so clearly Laurel. Vice President Mike Pence wanted to know who's Yanni, while the video ended with President Trump deadpanning, "I hear Covfefe," referring to his botched tweet last year that was never explained. In addition to resonance, RIT Slabersky says volume can also be another determining factor.
Laurel. Laurel.
Slabersky explains the 1930s experiment known as the Fletcher-Munson curve, now referred to as the equal loudness contour, shows that loudness and frequency affects human hearing.
It was a study done way back and updated, and our ears did not hear all frequencies evenly. So at around 82 to 85 decibels, like if you're in a movie theater, our ears hear all the frequency about the same amount. So when you play something quiet, you don't hear the low frequencies as well. So yes, when you crank the volume up, you'll hear all the frequencies better. If you play it quietly, you do not hear the low frequencies. That's what the Fletcher-Munson curve is all about, and that's how we all hear.
Yanny.
Let me change the pitch on it, see if that makes any difference.
I don't like that. Because now I hear Laurel.
You do hear Laurel.
Yeah.
But the first one is definitely
Yanni with like a hard A.
When you change the pitch, it's going to change everything, all the sounds, the whole program that's in there, all the sounds that are in there. So moving it up or down, I think it's just going to be a perceptual interpretation is what it boils down to.
Laurel. Laurel.
So until the next huge controversy takes the internet and social media worlds by storm, maybe it's just time we turned a deaf ear to this one.
Laurel.
Enough. I'm Alex Crichton, WXXI News.